7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. And this hour of Good Day, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, will drop a bunch of Valentine's Day freebies on you. Jennifer Horn covering television with a big announcement about House.
Yes, House and The Voice. Big news.
Is there a mouse in the house? A mouse in the house.
And Simon lashed out about The Voice, too, apparently.
Everybody
who did?
Jealous.
Simon did.
About The Voice. Well,
yeah.
I was not with The Voice.
He's a little jealous, Jen will tell you.
Yeah, all right, so that's coming up later on in this hour of the Good Day program. We do not pontificate here. We proliferate. We push. We struggle. We think. We work. Work and strain the whole day through. If I could just...
We toil. I love that word.
Yes, we do, yeah.
Toil.
Toiling.
That's a good word, Red.
It's a great word.
I love that. Makes you sound even hotter.
We're motivated. Thursday, the 9th of February.
Then what?
Yep. Here's a couple of stories. We're going to have... This is story hour. We're going to have some stories, and including a story from a retired colonel who was named Douglas McGregor. When I first saw this, I thought, Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah.
Back again. Now, this is Colonel Douglas McGregor, who is a decorated combat veteran, has a Ph.D., has written a number of books, and he wants to spend some time talking to us about something that many people are very interested in, military spending. We spend more, we spend less. What do we get? As you know, I am a... Well, maybe you don't know. I don't want to assume that you know anything because it's not fair. But I'm not a fan of the military budget the way that it is. The Government Accounting Office and any number of releases has suggested that for a couple of $100 billion less than we spend now, we get the same coverage, the same basic routine, but we have so much waste and fraud and corruption that it's sickening, and that's what we're going to talk about a little bit here. Maybe get a little action going, food for thought anyway, when it comes to some of the people that you're trying to support for various political offices. Don't you think you ought to know where they stand on something like this? The biggest budget item is the Defense Department. So do you ask people that are asking you for their vote, what are you going to do about the waste, fraud, and corruption in the Defense Department, sir? And if they ignore you, you don't want to vote for that person, right? Would you agree with that, Richie?
Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Yes, sir.
All right, Roberta, what does she think about that?
Got my vote.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, there she is.
It's a trifecta. Okay, so we're going to meet the colonel in a moment, and then we're going to work our way through the hour with so many. There's so much stuff. I said this to Jennifer earlier. There's so many things going on today. This is a frustrating day for someone like me who wants to talk about everything. I could maybe do with 20 hours on the air today, Rich. Can you arrange that?
We can work something out for you.
We could have one of those marathons where, like, somebody's brain explodes listening you know.
I'll move you to another studio after, you know, your show is over, and then we can just
the
show
do it
all day long.
We can
do the show all day long, plug it into the site, and boom.
A lot of people.
Doug7.com, goodayshow.com.
Yeah, we do. A lot of people do a couple of hours on the air, and then they do an hour off the air. You follow on the internet, whatever. The sites, these people are doing this all the time.
Sure.
That'd be a way to expand our
no big deal.
Success. Speaking of expanding.
I don't think we do enough every day anyway, so I think we should go for
it. 6 hours not enough. Let's make it eight.
Yeah.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Would you like to win a brand new laptop computer?
Absolutely.
Yes. Favor? Yes.
Yes.
Turbo Tax Premier preparation software included. In the new laptop, how many people are for that? Raise your hands. Yep.
Yay.
One of the 20 other prizes, like home office supplies, a new desk organizer. How many people would like to have that? Raise your hand. Yes. Okay. So TurboTax, journey together with the folks here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program to help you. This is a way for you to completely avoid having trouble with the IRS. That's the other side of the message here. TurboTax gives you step-by-step guidance to get you the maximum refund and to do it well within the guidelines that cannot be contested by the IRS. So make yourself aware of what's going on. Go to DougSteffen.com, see the TurboTax logo, click on that, figure out how to win that brand-new laptop computer. DougSteffen.com, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil.
It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica. Jerry Newman calling. How much can I save by combining auto and home policies?
Well, you could save over $750, but remember you dropped us?
Bummer, because I just combined my auto and home.
Jerry, did you miss the garage again?
The garage door and the front door look so similar.
Save an average of $750 when you bundle your auto and home policies with State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Coming up on 15 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, the issues of the day, the events of the day, people that folks are talking about. Roberta Fasinelli is here, and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Colonel Douglas McGregor, who is a decorated combat veteran, is somebody who is on the stump, as it were, talking about some of his books, Breaking the Phalanx, Transformational Under Fire, Warrior's Rage, The Great Tank Battle of 73, Easting. I don't know. Let's start with that, Colonel McGregor. Good to have you here. What's that tank battle story about?
Well, in 1991, the lead elements of the 7th Corps, the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment, and more specifically the 1,100 men that I led into action on 26 February 1991, encountered what was really the rear guard of the Republican Guard Corps that was in headlong retreat back into Iraq, and that precipitated the largest tank battle since the Second World War.
Wow.
A battle which we handily won, but unfortunately the generals at the time who were in command at every level were very, very timid, very afraid of an Iraqi army which was largely hollow, and despite our success and the reports of it, would not allow us to advance. And so the result was that your Republican Guard escaped, Saddam Hussein remained in power, and we imposed sanctions and finally went back in 2003 to finish the job.
You're pretty critical, if I'm reading what I'm sensing about you correctly, about the way we spend money in the military. We have a strong force. Most people are proud of what the military can accomplish and has accomplished. You may or may not have heard me a few minutes ago talking on one of my big crusades is the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and it is most notable in the Defense Department budget. You hear all the time the reference to Eisenhower saying, beware the military-industrial complex. So how do we, as taxpayers, reduce what we're spending and still cover what our needs are?
Well, Doug, you've asked a lot of questions wrapped into one. I guess that's why you have a show if you're doing so well. Look, Doug, first of all, let's be frank. Very few Americans know anything about the military at all.
Right.
Very few have served in it. Very few understand what war actually means. War is some abstract concept that happens on other people's soil. These are huge problems for Americans to deal with, and they're not helped much by the political leadership that sees these things as, you know, political opportunities to grandstand and pursue their own agendas. That's the first problem. Second problem is that we Americans, as a result of knowing almost nothing about the military, tend to think that money in equals military power out. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And we have gotten in the habit over the last 20 years of finding ways to spend as much money as possible on whatever it is that we do, whether it is purchasing equipment, weapon systems, or on any of these expeditionary operations, these interventions. Instead of treating everything as something that's designed to end quickly, as I've written repeatedly, any military action ideally should be short, sharp, decisive, and rare. And that effectively was General Eisenhower's view in the aftermath of the Second World War, which is why he had a defense budget that he did that was very different from what we have today, and he tried very hard to limit our overseas exposure to conflicts and crises that he rightly saw as irrelevant to us strategically.
Colonel, is that possible today?
Absolutely. Most of what happens in the world is irrelevant to the people inside the United States.
It really is. This is thank you.
I mean,
the conversation's over.
That's a huge problem.
Sense, because, this is...
Most of the stuff, but it protects interests, right? That's what some people will tell you, is that we need to protect our interests in
those
countries.
Well, no one ever defines those interests.
Yeah, what are our interests?
Well, oil. I mean, that's going to be the big one.
Well, there's more oil in the Gulf of Guinea than there is in much of the Persian Gulf.
Yep.
It's with an easy...
So the key is breaking the dependence or the system or the habit of getting it from the same people who want to try and take the money that we pay them for the oil and then attack us with it.
Well, you're arguing that every Muslim who has oil is planning to attack us, which I disagree with completely.
Well, there's a lot of them, though.
No, 95% of the Muslim world lives in a state of poverty and despair. They are struggling inside their own countries and their own societies with corrupt, ineffective regimes. That's going to go on for decades. It has literally nothing to do with
us. Yeah, you have to separate the people from the governments. But, I mean, you look at Iran, and, you know, what are we doing there?
Right now, the people are becoming the governments.
Thank God.
You're not going to like the governments that emerge because they're going to be anti-Western, anti-American, and anti-Israeli.
We're seeing that in Egypt, aren't we?
Yeah, you're going to see that all over the place. But that doesn't mean these people are capable of presenting a serious threat to any of us. In fact, they can't.
They want to be left alone.
If you want to talk about Iran, we can, because that's singularly unthreatening. There are far more serious issues in the Muslim world than Iran.
The only reason that we have a problem with Iran is because Iran's government is so unpopular that they're trying to distract the people in the country from the realities of their incompetence. And that's really all it boils down to. This is a smokescreen. In the interest of time, I'm going to, first of all, say thank you, but I want you... There will be other times when I think you'll be a welcomed voice in a sea of foolishness, Colonel McGregor. Thank you. It's nice that we had a chance to meet and have this brief conversation. You're invited back. Colonel Douglas McGregor with a lot of food for thought here on Good Day.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
One of the most romantic songs, I think. Anyway,
really? You think this is the most romantic song?
Not the most, but it is a romantic
one
song.
Of them?
Roberta and Jennifer, listen to this. This is the... This beginning lyric line.
I have this block with The Cure.
Why?
Why?
I don't mind them, but I always think they seem very emotionalist in their song.
All right, crank it up. I think the story, though, I don't agree with you. I like that. I've always liked, Richie knows, I've always liked the way this song begins. You, soft and only you, lost. This sounds like a Dick Summer story, in a manner of speaking.
This is my favorite Cure song, though, by the way.
Strange.
I will give you that much.
As angels dancing in the deepest oceans. Hey, that's a great line. You're just like a dream, Roberta.
Thank you. I can just imagine you slowly seducing somebody to this.
Why slowly?
Now Nightmare came into my mind.
Yeah,
I like the Cure. The Cure's good stuff.
Very good stuff. 26 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Speaking of good stuff, here's something. I love it when I see these. Hi to Jennifer. I'm a computer grandma and was lucky to get you... lucky to get into your interesting bio. I can't believe you've been on this program for almost 6 years. You're a delight.
Neither can Doug.
Adds so much to the show. I'm a intermittent sleeper, awake at intervals during the night, always glad when I wake up and you are there and not asleep either. Your quick wit is most entertaining. I find myself laughing out loud no matter what the time. I've been in the desert for 12 years.
Wow. Get her out of the desert. How do we
on a horse with no
in
name?
In the Palm Desert. Yeah.
In fact, I went to see Doug when he stopped in at Palm Springs a number of years ago. Charlotte was roaming around visiting with everybody while Doug was on the air. We were so glad to see both of them, and the treats were nice, too, at 5 a.m. We have a spare room if you're ever in need of a place when you're in Indio for one of the music festivals. Our abode is easy to find. Isn't that sweet? Happy belated
birthday.
Yeah,
so sweet.
That nice from Janet, who's listening on KPSI. Very nice. That's very sweet stuff.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, there are people who feel that way about Roberta, interestingly enough. There are people who feel that way about Richie.
Not many.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go meet Janet next time I'm in Palm Desert.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Did she say she lives on a boat?
No, no. She's in the desert.
In Palm Desert?
In Palm Desert.
In Indio. If you're coming into...
about dry dock.
Coming from the east into the western... Just before you come into Palm Springs proper, Indio is the town you get to before you get into Palm Springs.
Oh, no. Agricultural community. I hate to correct you. It's actually at the end of the desert going towards Phoenix.
I go drive through when I get to Palm Springs.
No.
Just before Palm Springs.
No.
You sure?
You want to bet a nickel?
No, I want to know the right answer, because why am I looking at signs for Indio just before going to Palm Springs? 28
Indio
past the hour.
Indio is all the way past, yeah.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with this one free throw. So Daniel Nathan of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights!
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to say it. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with a revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
It's 23, you know it's not, it's 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, dreaming of a better day for you. We have the all-star voice of Roberta Fasanelli, the all-star voice of Jennifer Horn, the all-star voice of Rich McFadden.
How you doing?
He's doing well.
Hey. So,
what?
Hey.
Hey. Go ahead and get it out of the way, Doug. Let's take this. Let's just 30 seconds for you to go ahead and get it out of the way.
Yes, because we were both right. No, we were both right.
Oh, we were?
But we were not communicating properly.
It's
because you were saying Indio is the first city you come to when you're driving from Phoenix to L.A., right. And I was saying Indio is the last one you get to when you're driving from L.A. to Phoenix. So had we been listening properly to each other, Doug, we wouldn't have had this.
That's the problem. We don't listen to each other anymore.
And I apologize for that. I will be a better listener.
Oh,
oh, that was nice of her.
Jennifer, though.
Booyah! Now you try to be mean when I say something like that. Score one for the girl.
Okay. Yes. Here's a story.
You're wrong.
Okay, I'm not going to tell her.
She's on fire now.
2020 news quiz question.
Oh, cool. Story.
No, I like the 2020 news quiz better.
2020 news quiz. Then Roberta is going to bring us into the Queen of Cheap department before we get to your television report, Jennifer. The folks who are operating the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, were in court yesterday. And the judge dismissed their case. What was their case? 800-510-8255. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit that sought to give a certain thing to a certain group of animals. If I give you any more info than that, it spoils the story.
Barbecue sauce?
800-510-8255. What case did PETA bring forth, and what did the judge say? Other than he said,
isn't PETA people eating tasty animals?
That is exactly.
That's right. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So the judge dismissed PETA's case. 800-510-8255. The 2020 news quiz question wants to know what the case was that PETA had brought against a particular group or organization. All right, that's enough. You'll get it. We get people that are on to that, Richie. 800-510-8255. All right, so, Roberta, let's get to your queen of cheap info, if you will, please.
Cheap, cheap, cheap.
She's the queen of cheapness. The diva of dumpster.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
With Weight Watchers, there's a free ebook for you. It's Weight Watchers Point Plus Breakfast, Lunch, and Dinner Recipes. So if you're trying to lose weight and you're on the Weight Watchers program, this will give you some ideas. Here's something that's definitely not Weight Watchers, Brugger's Bagels. Today, you get 3 free bagels. You have to bring the coupon with you. We have the coupon link for you at the DougStephan.com webpage in the Queen of Cheap section. 3 free bagels at Brugger's Bagels. This is a heads up for February 28th. IHOP is going to be giving you free stack of pancakes. It's National Pancake Day that day. And also, you can go on their Facebook page and request a free wake-up call reminder.
What day is it?
28th.
Of January? I mean, February?
February, yes.
All right. I want to
a free wake-up call reminder for IHOP National Pancake Day from a celebrity. I guess it's pre-recorded, I would imagine. I couldn't imagine Brad Pitt calling you up in person. But that's okay.
I
would have his voice early in the morning. We got a whole list of stuff for Valentine's Day. First of all, flowers and goodies. Amazon Local has $15 for $30 to spend on flowers from Pro Flowers. And Groupon has $20 for a $40 coupon to spend on FTD.com. Plus, we have a separate section with all types of Valentine's Day deals for you. Too many to list at the Queen of Cheap at DougStephan.com. We've also got Vitacost.com also has a $10 credit for new members. You go there and you sign up, and it's a great program because what they've got is all sorts of stuff, health and beauty essentials, household essentials, vitamins, supplements, natural organic foods, and it's mostly all up to 50% off, plus orders over $49.99 get free shipping to your door. It's all part of their Mominomics program, mom plus economics, get it, Mominomics program, and it's at Vitacost.com, and right now you can get a $10 credit for a new membership. So go check it out. This is all up on the Queen of Cheap site at DougStephan.com.
And also, when you're there, you can check out the other boxes with information and tips to make your life better. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, has a lot of information there this week because it's Heart Month on what you ought to be eating and where you would get the food to help your heart stay strong and alive. 21 before the hour, the 2020 News Quiz question focuses on the dismissal of a lawsuit. PETA had sought to do something, and if I give you any more information, it sort of gives it away. So let me try to see if I can find out or ferret out the information by calling in Kathleen, who's in Fort White, Florida. Where's Fort White, Kathleen?
Just south of Lake City and north of Gainesville.
Got it. Okay. So you're in the central northern part of the state.
Correct.
Okay. So not too far, actually, from the seat of although the people that operate this particular park are all around there in Orlando, and they're out in San Diego. Anyway, so what's the story, Kathleen?
FEMA was trying to get whale status as slaves.
What?
As slaves.
The people for the ethical treatment of animals sued in court for the folks at SeaWorld allegedly violating the 13th Amendment, the right of an orca whale, or the fact that whale has constitutional rights at all. The judge heard the case, and as a matter of fact, he was the first judge to ever hear a case like this. This is the First District Court of Southern California. There are 5 SeaWorld orcas that were collective plaintiffs in the case. 3 of the whales live in San Diego. 2 of them live in Orlando. PETA claimed they were ripped from their homes and families with whom they would have spent their entire lives. They're denied everything natural to them. They're confined to the equivalent of concrete bathtubs. PETA alleged that the 2 SeaWorld locations restrained and kept the whales in constant involuntary physical confinement with no means of escaping. The complaint also accused SeaWorld of depriving the whales of their ability to live in a manner of their choosing and for intentionally subjugating the whales, their desire, their natural drive, the need and will to live a free life. SeaWorld said the whales have no constitutional standing. The lawsuit was a waste of the court's time. The judge agreed. That's pretty much it in a nutshell, boys and girls.
You know, these people at PETA, they're a little bit crazy.
You know,
they have a lot of time on their hands.
Honestly,
they make good points.
I think there's something to what they are
saying. I do not go to the Washington, D.C. Zoo anymore, the National Zoo, which is a part of the Smithsonian, because it is too small for these animals. It's just sad.
We have all
it's
of this
sad.
Stuff. You know, on farms, Richie, around the country, there are these protesters who have brought up, you know, the factory farms are ruining our whole food system. And one of the things that they do, I mean, I've become so disgusted with this stuff. I won't eat any of this stuff anymore because I see how the animals are raised. I see how they're slaughtered. I can't stomach it anymore. I can't. None of you would. If you saw what the cows went through, what the pigs went through, what the chickens went through, what anything went through in order to make its way from where they were raised to your table, to your plate, you'd be disgusted because it's just gross. It really is. It's just gross. So
it's life, Doug.
I don't care, Roberta. It isn't a life. It isn't a life that I'm
going to
support.
Roberta,
no, sorry, it isn't.
No,
it's disgusting.
We have to differentiate here. Roberta is right. Okay, we eat meat. It's life. It's part of life.
But we do it respectfully.
What he's talking about, Roberta, is the fact that they have 10,000 chickens stuffed into a thing that never see the light of day that don't have the ability to take three steps and they're blind.
The fecal matter that's all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
what
disgusting.
He's talking about the factory aspect
it's gross.
Of it.
It's just beyond.
Then get organic chicken, free range chicken.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
you eat what you want
to
eat. I'm not telling you what to do with your life. I'm not doing it anymore because it makes me.
If it doesn't say grass fed on my beef,
it's sick.
I'm not into it. Or free range or.
And by the way, in
organic.
Terms of we've been told in many different circumstances. I mean, I think PETA does a lot of stuff that is a little crazy, but they make a lot of good points. And
they're absolutely nuts.
In this circumstance,
they kind of get great attention for themselves.
Well, that's what they do. It's all a marketing ploy.
Whatever
their
marketing, they want to have people contribute to their cause. That's fine. But beyond that,
the more attention we get for ourselves, the more attention we get for our cause.
But if you get into the circumstances here, what is there that says? Where does it say that we are so much better? How do you know that you're so much better than a whale?
Because I can climb out of that tank and walk away.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
That's the only thing. These beings have, and I tell this from my experience with cows, they have feelings.
Yeah, but here's
they're
the flip
sensitive.
Side. Here's the flip side, okay? Let's take, I don't know, pandas, for example, or the snow leopard, or just some other endangered species that would no longer be walking this planet if it weren't for us taking them into a zoo and trying to repopulate them. Now, you would say, hey, listen, evolution is evolution. Animals come, animals go, and that's the way it works, which is fine, too. But, you know, in certain circumstances, we help these animals kind of stay with us. Now, should we be doing that? Some people say no. Some people say yes.
I think that the way I'm going to go back to the specifics here of this argument and these particular beings, but there are plenty of other beings, I think it is... Oh, it's woefully arrogant of us to think that because we walk away, as Roberta said, or we supposedly can think, we do incredible
thumbs.
Things.
It's all in the thumbs.
We do
thumbs.
Incredible
right.
harm to other beings, including other human beings.
It's the
we
saddest
are not
thing.
That developed.
It's the saddest thing in the world to see the bears at the National Zoo. No, but then you go to San Diego. And what a wonderful place that is.
Yeah, well, some zoos do a great job.
Yeah, the other thing is, do I want bears walking around the neighborhood? I don't want any bears. Well, I shoot woodchucks and coyotes and other
animals. They have feelings,
animals.
Too.
Yeah.
They
yep.
have feelings, too.
And families.
But they're eating
do you eat them at least?
Animals. No. Roberta, you know where you can go? There's a short pier in San Diego.
There's woodchucks
grass-fed. The early settlers ate woodchucks.
Good, let them eat woodchucks.
My
that
relative
mean I
is
have
squirrel.
To. Yeah.
Right.
Doug, those woodchucks are grass-fed and they're free-range. Ship them to Roberta and she'll
right.
eat
we'll
them.
We'll send them right to Roberta. She can eat them to her heart's content. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what I believe.
Good Lord.
My belief is that we are treating these animals horribly.
Crunchy.
You should at least like strangle them, you
and
know.
In the judgment that may or may not take place after you stop breathing. There are the animal kingdom, people go to the Bible or do whatever you want to do. I'm telling you that God respects all creatures that are created here. That's why they are created. We do not.
So then why did he make us carnivorous then?
That's not the argument.
You just brought up a great question, and I know we're going to get a million calls right now telling me where in the Bible it says this, but was Jesus a meat eater?
Yes. I don't know.
They ate lamb then. Yeah. Yes, they ate lamb.
They did eat lamb, didn't they?
Yep.
Did he eat lamb?
Very common. I wouldn't doubt that.
But you don't
know
whether Jesus did or not.
But I wouldn't doubt that he did.
I know you wouldn't.
Because
it serves your story well.
No, because if he... It would have been very unusual for that time, and it would have been noted in the scripture if he didn't.
Because
everybody
did. Jesus a meat eater?
Kathleen, hold on.
That would have made him unusual.
Had no idea we'd end up here right now. By the
Kimberly
way.
Is in Vero Beach. All right, Kimberly, what do you think of this argument that we're having among ourselves here?
Well, I definitely eat meat, so I can't come down on the side of. Saying it's disgusting. I believe that some of the ways that they treat these animals are probably very inhumane, and maybe I choose not to think about it.
That's the point. You choose not to think about it. That's your right.
Good. Yep.
Not to think about it. That's okay. If you don't want to think about it, that's one. That's your prerogative. But to think that we are more, we are better than... I remember when I first got turned off to Rush Limbaugh was one day when he was off on a toot about how, and he was just, he was pulling everybody's, yanking everybody's chain, about how humans were on the top of the food chain and beef was there to eat and that's all the purpose that they had and yada, yada, yada. And I just, as the person who has the values that I have about animals, I don't subscribe to it. That's me. Okay. I'm not telling you how to believe. I'm just saying that's me. All right?
Found the website that says he was not a meat eater. The Essenes, apparently the tribe, the Jewish.
It's convenient for people.
He condoned fish eating.
Why did what?
He condoned eating fish, whether he ate it himself or not. He gave people fish to eat.
There's no mention in the New Testament of Jesus eating poultry, beef, or lamb.
Huh. You want to?
The fact is, if he didn't eat it, there would be mention of it. That's my point, because it would have been very unusual for the time for him to, if he went to a person's house, to turn down a meal of lamb.
This
it would
be
noted.
Greatest conversation we've ever had on.
You
this
can
show.
Have whatever agreement with yourself that you want to have about your values. My values are not from the same place yours are when it comes to this. That's fine. We can disagree without being disagreeable. I think you're wrong. You think I'm wrong. That's swell. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is down in the
No, park. I think you're crazy.
Well, is an argument that can be made that you are crazy. Anybody who doesn't follow the norm is considered crazy by those people who don't really have a broad view of the world. That's okay. You can call me crazy. You can call me Ishmael.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's what
exactly.
Right. Okay, he did eat lamb and fish. The earlier thing was we're responding to a PETA ad that says he was a vegetarian and why they think that he was a vegetarian. Okay.
Nobody knows. This is a nonsensical argument. Nobody knows.
I love this. This is great stuff.
Crazy stuff. All right, you want to hear something else that's crazy? Speaking of Limbaugh?
Yes. What?
Mike Huckabee is going to start in April a three-hour radio program on the Cumulus station. Now, some people inside, outside, I don't want to make this too inside. Clear Channel owns the most number of radio stations in the country now, and they own the company that produces Rush Limbaugh's program. Rush Limbaugh's on 500 stations, arguably. And now Mike Huckabee is going to be presented by the second largest owner of stations, Cumulus, which owns some pretty big stations. And
bigger,
Limbaugh
bigger,
nicer
stations, yes.
Yeah. They're going to take Limbaugh off and put Huckabee on those stations. And it'd be very interesting to see how that shakes out. So this is the first time Limbaugh's really had a challenge in his 24 years on the air. It's a
I did a good TV report.
Yeah, it was great. Thank
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Past the hour now. If you are a person who pursues home improvement with passion, we have Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Radio program here. This is nationally heard around the country every weekend. Tom and Leslie Segretti are active and involved and intelligent. So if you have questions about your home and home improvement, this is the place to be. Today, Tom is at the International Builders Show in Orlando, so we're going to talk to him about what he's seeing. Plus, for those of you who are suffering with snow problems, we have some removal tips and tools coming right up here. And good day.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good inside and out.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during hockey season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
30 seconds left on the power play. Chris Tweeter of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Your girlfriend wants an engagement ring for Valentine's Day, and you really should score here before they bring in another man. Also, quit wiping barbecue sauce on your pants. It's called a napkin. Use it.
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Tom Kreidler here from the Money Pit Radio program. Okay, so there's not as much snow this year as there was last year at this time. No question about that. But there is, in, for example, Colorado, a lot of snow up and down the Rockies. Around the country, there always are places that have a lot of snow and therefore snow removal problems. You've blogged on the Money Pit Radio, on the Money Pit website.
.com. Yep.
About what advice you have in getting rid of the snow in a healthy way. What sort of advice do you give people?
Well, you know, of course, preparation makes the key. And one of the things that I think folks make a common mistake with is when it comes to de-icing, they use the wrong types of salts on their concrete surfaces. Because what will happen in the spring, and it happens every year, is we get a lot of calls from folks that want to know how to repair all the deterioration in the surface
right.
that sets in from that. So the key is that you really can't use old-fashioned rock salt anymore because rock salt is incredibly corrosive, not to mention bad for your pets, too, as they go through it and bring it back inside and gets onto their paws. So a better alternative is to use calcium chloride, and what we usually suggest is that folks take some of that, mix it with sand. Just get a bag of play sand. It comes in 80-pound bags, like the kind that you use to fill a kid's sandbox, and go about half and half with the calcium chloride and the sand mix, and then just keep that by your door so it's very handy, because you know what happens when you get a storm. Everybody heads out to the store. By the time you get there, they're all sold out. So, you know, do it early if you're ready.
All right, what a great idea. Now, I said you were at the International Builders Show in Orlando. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, you know, no snow here. It's actually been very nice, and this is an interesting show because this is where all the manufacturers come and kind of roll out their new construction products for the year. Saw a really interesting generator yesterday. Now, we know that you have standby generators, talked about these before, that are permanently installed in the house, and you've got portable. The portables have always been gasoline power. What I saw yesterday at the Generac booth was a portable generator that could run off of LP tank, a standard 20-pound liquid propane tank, gets mounted in the generator, and then basically fires it, and you can run it for about 9 hours on a standard gas tank, the kind that you would have on your barbecue grill. Because remember, if you have a power failure, you can't always get gasoline because the power is out of the pumps there, too. But, you know, like in my house, we always have an extra can of LP gas around the power of the grill. This thing could actually run off of that. I thought that was really different.
Yeah, that is cool. Yeah. What else?
Yep. And we're seeing a lot of advances in exterior products here. Owens Corning has a new roof shingle that, you know, sometimes when you nail down roof shingles, if you drive a nail too far, it breaks the shingle.
Yep.
Well, now they have a really thin ribbon of this incredibly tough material that goes down the back of the shingle that absolutely prevents it from not only breaking through when you nail it, but it stops the shingle from coming off your roof in a high wind. In fact, their shingles now can take 130-mile-per-hour wind without coming off your roof. So
very interesting.
That was pretty cool.
Tom will have more of this. MoneyPit.com is the website. Tom Kreidler here on Good Day at 59 past the hour.